what's on your mind? Might it be a stubbed toe by the Denver Broncos? Is that being too kind? The stub toe? That was a meltdown. That was a...
That was an understatement, Scott. Holy cow.
What in the world was that? I can't believe it.
I glanced over and saw the ball getting snapped over the over Manning's head.
See, I told you the commercials were the big story. They were.
If you're a Seahawks fan, but certainly... And I wasn't really a fanboy either way, but... You would have thought it would have been a closer game than that. And a lot of people said Broncos were going to be taking it all the way. That obviously didn't happen.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we want to know what's on your mind. Guests today on the program include the governor of South Dakota, Dennis Dugard, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And I've seen his mug in the Mall of America before. And they have this big display. South Dakota does a good job of marketing themselves. And his mug is right next to a dollar bill. And it talks about how much further your dollar will go in South Dakota. And mainly promoting the friendly business climate they have, the friendly tax climate they have in South Dakota. So there's a lot to love about South Dakota. And I believe a few things that North Dakota could learn from South Dakota. On the other hand, they've been trash-talking us lately, Todd. Remember this... line about, hey, if you want a job, go to North Dakota. If you want a life, come to South Dakota. That's fighting words. You know what I'm saying? We can't let that go unanswered.
And will the fighting words ever really stop?
I don't know, but I
but yeah, do we need all that?
So do we want to? We want to be the peacemakers here, don't we? Should we play the role of peacemakers today on the program?
We've got each state has its. It's pluses. Each state has its minuses. Both are wonderful states. You can go to spend a couple of months in Detroit or something. You'll be begging to come back to the Dakotas.
Here's my theory. We're too small a states to be bickering. We've got to shoulder up together and kind of do this together. So we'll see if we can be the peacemakers here today. Dennis Dugard will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, Scott Bachmeyer was... certainly no stranger to the Cape Fire audience, host of Dakota Prairie Outdoors radio show. He's a rancher, longtime sportsman. Two reasons for having Scott on. One, we had a lot of discussion last week about the country of origin labeling provisions in the Farm Bill. Two schools of thought there. One, keep government out of it and let the market decide this. The other, there needs to be referees in the rule in the game. So anyway, we're going to get Scott's take on that and also see if he can help cure our cabin fever, which the listeners were kind enough to assist in last week. But I'll bet he's got some ideas of some things we could do outdoors that are cranking. So we're going to challenge Scott.
Yeah. When you host a program called Dakota Prairie Outdoors, yeah, you have some ideas.
So anyway, we're looking forward to that today on the program as well. In the meantime, since the football was horrible yesterday, and it was. I mean, that was football unfit a Super Bowl, if you ask me. Without dissing the Seahawks because – I mean, in this day and age where all the rules supposedly favor, you know, sort of unbridled offense, I think you really got to give the Seahawks a lot of credit for shutting down Peyton Manning and the Denver offense. I mean, Denver didn't help themselves, especially early on.
You think Peyton may not have been a little shaken after that first attempt at an offensive play? You think Peyton wasn't a little shaken after that? I bet that guy's heart was beating 90 miles an hour.
Right, but I mean, you know.
I think that threw everybody off.
Well, get in the game. I mean, shake it off by halftime at least.
Super Bowl.
That's what I mean. I think Seahawks deserve a lot of credit. I mean, they're to credit for Denver's meltdown. They were just good.
Sure. Well, they get some credit, but the Denver center evidently gets some credit. You know, I think it was ESPN. If it wasn't, then it was Fox. But one of the networks had run a thing with this high school kid who was a big Pete Carroll fan, went to USC games with Pete Carroll and stuff, and then became a Seahawks fan as Pete Carroll went to the Seahawks. Reason they did the story on this guy is he wound up with an eye thing and went blind, yet made the football team as the long snapper. And then they show him snapping a ball for like a game-winning field goal and snapped it on the money. So yesterday morning, early afternoon, whatever it was, I guess it was afternoon, I'm watching a blind kid snap a ball perfectly. Then we get to the Super Bowl, and I'm watching somebody who can see snap it way over Manning's head.
Yeah, really unfortunate. What a mess. But you know what? Folks, the football is over. What will continue is the real Super Bowl battle, and that is the battle of the ads. Now, I have a favorite, and I have a one that just really burned me. And I don't know, maybe I'm reading a little too much into it, but I'll start with the one that burned me first, and you can see if I'm right or wrong here and agree or disagree. But it was fairly early. I think it was first quarter, might have been second quarter, definitely first half. Coke ad comes on, and I hear one of my favorite songs that generally stands the hair on the back of my neck up, America the Beautiful. And I'm just, I mean, I'm getting the goosebumps. The hair's going on the back of my neck. I'm watching this ad. I'm kind of a Coke fan anyway, so I think, oh, is this great? All of a sudden, I'm not hearing America the Beautiful in English anymore. I'm hearing it in Arabic. And languages I didn't understand. I guess Hindi was one of them, which would be Hindu, I guess. Tagalog was another. And I don't even know what Tagalog is. What is it? What culture does that represent? Do you have any idea, Tom?
No. No.
It may be Philippines. It may be, I don't know, but the point is, I'm not even, and obviously the ad was intended to highlight the, the melting pot, the multicultural makeup of the U.S., which I think is fine. There's a gay couple in there, whatever. I mean, they're trying to make some political statements, but I think they could accomplish everything they were looking to accomplish, but keep America the Beautiful in English. And, so I posted right away saying, hey, I agree with the folks at Coca-Cola. America is beautiful. But is there a reason that you didn't use the English version for the entire ad? I mean, couldn't you have accomplished the same warm fuzzies with the, you know, the neat images of the melting pot?
Because we're a land of everybody together, regardless of where you're from.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed too PC-ish. It seemed like they were going, above and beyond, to put it. So a blizzard of folks liked it on Facebook, and I assume that meant they agree. Others said, Dwayne said, you're overthinking it. Who cares? But the vast majority of folks said, here's what David said, pathetic commercial. Welcome to America. If you're legal, now learn English. And, it just started, kind of evolving into this whole sort of slugfest back and forth. What's your take on it? Did you like the Anton?
Should Coca-Cola even go there? Because what's been one of the polarizing hot button topics? Illegal immigration. And it's, depending on which poll you look at, some polls think it's really, everybody's just irate, and some polls will show that folks really aren't quite as concerned about it. But you're not gonna win over everybody. We're not all gonna be holding hands at the end of the Coke commercial. Why are they even going there? Couldn't stick with the polar bears. We all loved them. And I'm not saying they can't come up with a different idea. But if they thought this was going to be one we're going to be holding hands at the end of it and going, oh, yeah, thanks, Coke, I don't think it's going to happen.
So your point is don't even make that ad because you know you're going to put people on one side or the other of the issue.
All you're going to do is frustrate everybody on both sides.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. Way too polarizing.
There's a lot of that on our Facebook page right now. Davier, I hope I'm saying that right, says America's not English only. America is multiple languages. So Coke merely represented a more accurate America. And, of course, that prompted Jackie to immediately say BS to Davier. So, you're on one side or the other of this issue.
Oh, it doesn't start a fight.
Ron,
what was the point? I thought Coke brought us together back in the 70s. Now it's busy dividing us apart. What the heck?
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm more of a Budweiser fan after last night than Coke anyway, for two reasons. I thought the best ad was this story about the Heroes Welcome in Winter Park, Florida.
Yes.
Man, was it awesome. And obviously, they put some work into this. There was a soldier that was returning home, and Lieutenant Chuck Nadd was his name. And evidently, a private jet flew him from Fort Drum in upstate New York to his hometown in Central Florida. Other than that, he didn't know much. He was returning from Afghanistan on a tour of duty in early January. 24-year-old Army helicopter pilot and an operations officer, and he was told that he was on a public affairs assignment to give a speech to a VFW group in his hometown. That's all he knew. But when he got to his hometown, hundreds of residents, relatives, teachers, and friends greeted him with a surprise parade, complete with the Clydesdale horses from Anheuser-Busch and a ticker tape parade, the whole deal.
See, now that's how you do it.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's
just
awesome.
And they took scenes from it and put it into a commercial yesterday that I'll post in moments here on our What's on Your Mind Facebook page so you can check it out. If you missed it, this was the ad of the Super Bowl, bar none. And to me, a good reminder that we don't do enough to welcome home our heroes, whether that's taking a moment to thank someone we see with a Vietnam vet cap on their head, or someone that's wearing a World War II hat or whatever. Obviously, Iraq and Afghanistan vets as well. They come home all the time. The Guard's great about telling us when they're coming back. I think a bit of a wake-up call for all of us. Thank you, Budweiser. You did it, and you did it well.
Amen, brother.
It's so cool. You got to go see it, folks. It really is. So I'd much rather talk about that than Coke blowing it by stirring the pot, the melting pot, so to speak. Agree or disagree? Let us know what you think and tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. We shall continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alara Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanlon. Telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We can't talk about the Super Bowl with any kind of warm, fuzzy feelings today because it was a bust of a game. Boy, Denver Broncos fans, I can't even imagine. But I was happy for Pete Carroll, actually. I was rooting for the Broncos, but Pete Carroll's been around a long time, and, it's kind of fun to have defense win once. So there was some stuff to like there. I just wanted a game, and that wasn't a game. It was an embarrassment. But the ads were fun. The ads were fun. By the way, I posted that up now on our Facebook page. So if you want to check that out, if you haven't seen it yet, I talked to Phil Parker earlier. He hadn't seen it. So I forget when the ad was, but it was a little later on. The story really behind the ad is what's really neat. Just a hero's welcome for Budweiser. The other Budweiser one I thought was great was Puppy Love. Did you see the Puppy Love ad? So we have that up on Facebook, too. But the one that ticked me off is this one from Coke. And you, here it is. So what'd you think? And again, we're glued to the TV. The ad comes on here, and my neck stands up like, oh, great, awesome, way to go, Coke. And all of a sudden, I'm not hearing English anymore, but languages I've never I only know that it was Hindi, Arabic, and Tagalog because I pulled up a story about it today. I don't know where the story's from, but here's what it says. Coca-Cola kept one of its Super Bowl ads a surprise, and it ended up being a polarizing one. In the spot titled It's Beautiful, America the Beautiful starts off being sung in English, but is also sung in languages like Hindi, Arabic, and Tagalog. It highlights the multicultural makeup of the U.S. and even features a gay couple. Right now, it's looking like it will be the most talked about ad in the game. Twitter blew up with reaction from those who hated it and those who loved it. Some examples. Super Bowl Coke ad. I will never drink a Coke product again. Another said, Coke sings America the Beautiful in foreign languages, and now a Cosmo ad. Poor conservatards got it rough this Super Bowl. Conservatards. Another says, some terrorists were singing our song in that Coke commercial. Interesting reactions. So you heard the ad. And by the way, Coke's Facebook page turned into a wall of conservative protest as well. Liberals are tossing around words like perfect and amazing, while conservatives are calling it divisive and offensive. Everyone in between either thought it was sweet or worthy of an eye roll. Some liberals pointed out that people who hated the ad mistakenly thought America the Beautiful was the national anthem. Anyway, there's some news reaction to it. What did you think of it? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A couple minutes to chat about this this hour, and then we'll bring it back up if you want to next hour. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As I mentioned on our Facebook page, wow, a lot of the similar back and forth on it. My take was simply this. Hey, America is a melting pot. And I think that's one of the great things. I think the idea that America is this beacon that people come from all over says a lot about America. So I love the idea that anybody that truly relishes freedom wants to come to the United States of America. So the whole idea of America, the beautiful, with scenes of us being a melting pot and different folks is great. I'm not kind of, hey, this is a white man's world. What do you think? I'm not trying to. However, I think you accomplish the same thing without, you know, singing America the Beautiful in Arabic or in Tagalog or Hindi. I think that's in your face. I think that's being, oh, we want to celebrate America, but we don't want to be too PC. And that's why I think they went off the rails here. You tell me whether I'm right or wrong. Chris, listening in Twin Buttes. Where's Twin Buttes, Chris?
That's just off Newtown across the lake.
Well, across the lake from Newtown, huh?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful part of North Dakota. Good to hear from you today. Chris, what's on your mind?
I just calling in about that Super Bowl ad. You know, it just kind of goes to show you how not diverse USA is, you know, the way people complain about stuff like that, you know what I mean? They can't see something new every once in a while, you know, and they try to bring people together, and, you know, there's always some kind of hatred going on about people, you know, wanting to bring stuff to, new to the thing, you know?
So your point is, Chris, the reaction to the ad suggests that that America is not a place of diversity?
Well, you know, I grew up as a diverse, you know, culture. You know, I'm a Native American, and, you know, when you get into some of these areas, everybody, you know, there's a lot of hate out there, you know, and that's what I'm pointing out, that, you know, as a nation, we should be all, you know, all for one, you know, and that's what I thought it was supposed to be. As I raised up, my, you know, my whole family was all veterans, and I grew up as a, you know, USA kid, and I went to church and all that, but still, you know, you try to bring diversity into this country, nobody wants it.
Well, wait a minute, diversity's here, right? I mean, that's what I was trying to say. To me, the idea of America as a melting pot's a great thing, because people realize America is beautiful, and America is the greatest place to celebrate freedom on the face of the earth, right? So that's you know, I mean, it's here. What in being concerned about America the Beautiful being sung, you know, in Hindu and Arabic and, you know, some other languages I didn't even know existed until today, is hateful. Mm-hmm. Am I being hateful in what I'm saying?
Oh no, I don't think you're being hateful. I mean, you have some kind of opinion on the radio, but I think it's great that they do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because for one thing, I don't agree with it as far as, you know, America's economy, but, you know, people that are already living here, you know, there's all kinds of diverse cultures here, and you know, there's always hate there. You know what I mean? You'll never get rid of it, and that's what I'm, you know, I don't like it.
Okay, but I don't get the hate. I don't hear any hate. Give me an example of the hate.
Well, just like you said, some of the comments on the coast, on the Coca-Cola ads, you know, and you know, some of the Twitter posts, and
the ones I was reading said, "I'll never drink a Coke product again." Obviously, they were offended by the ad. The other one said, "Poor conservatards got it rough this Super Bowl," suggesting that, you know, because conservatives, you know, some don't like the ad, that they're retarded, I guess, kind of hate you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you bring something new, and there's always somebody going to hate on something, you know, and, you know, the Super Bowl is supposed to be some kind of, you know, USA type thing, you know, I mean, I don't watch too much football, but, you know, I just watch it for that, and, you know.
Ought to be unifying. I'm with you there, Chris, and appreciate your comments today. Thanks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Jeff is on the road near Rugby. Let's get you in here quickly, and then we'll get into Governor Dennis Dugard of South Dakota joining us today on the program. And by the way, we'll return to the topic of the Super Bowl ads or anything else on your mind coming up next hour. Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Just wanted to comment on the fact that another fast one has been slipped past the general American public that's not paying attention, in that we used to be a country that was a melting pot where all cultures were welcome and what good things they had to offer were assimilated into the population of the United States, the American way. If you're willing to work, you're going to get your reward. Instead, they changed it to diversity. Now, diversity will say we're honoring that society that has failed that person. That's why they're here in the United States wanting to take advantage of what we have. They're saying that diversity is a good reason for them not to accept the American work ethic, the way of doing things, to get rid of our institutions, our culture, more or less, in a subtle sort of way. And if you don't believe me, Obama comes right out in speeches and tells the world how the United States is not exceptional in any way any more than any other country. So they're using this diversity as an excuse for people to drag their butts around and complain and get whatever they can out of somebody that will accept it, an excuse for their inadequacy. You look at how many Muslims are being brought into this country under the guise of refugees as opposed to having to go by the law of our immigration program. Every state except for Montana and Wyoming has had thousands of them subjected. Our population has been subjected to thousands of them over the last 30 years.
Sure. No, I that's where I think the Coke ad has touched a nerve on that very point of getting back to what America is, this beacon of freedom, celebrating America for being a beacon of freedom and coming here to earn your way there, not to, you know, takers versus makers. Good points, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening on the road near Rugby, and we'll continue to tackle this and other topics as we go throughout the day. Pleasure to welcome to the program the governor of the great state of South Dakota, Dennis Dugard. Governor Dugard, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Say, I saw your mug in the Mall of America not long ago, and I was telling the listeners that's brilliant marketing you guys are doing. Tell our listeners a little bit about that display down there.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing in South Dakota is the same thing you're seeing in North Dakota, and that is workforce issues. We have good, strong economies in both the Dakotas, and so we're trying to attract workers to our states to fill some of the positions that people living here don't have the skills to fill. And one of the approaches we've been using is a program called Dakota Roots, where we try to connect with people who used to live in South Dakota or maybe went to school in South Dakota, so they know what it's like to be here, and we're trying to attract them back. And so the Mall of America kiosk was just an attention-getting device, and we did we did achieve what we were after, and that's about a 200% increase in hits on our website from people that saw television programs about it or news clips about it or newspaper clips about it. So that's what it was about, trying to get workers to come to South Dakota to fill the jobs that we've got available.
Well, it was great. It really was. And I love the way you use the dollar bill and talk about, the tax policy in South Dakota. How important is the fact that you don't have an income tax and that your legislature has been proactive in attracting, for instance, the banking services industry to South Dakota to, the economic fortunes of South Dakota being vastly different than most of the other 50 states?
I think it's been helpful. We work hard to have a low-tax environment. And so for folks in states where there is a high marginal income tax bracket, whether it be Minnesota, our neighbors to the east, or California, much farther to the west, people who are looking for a refuge from those high-tax environments, they're sometimes willing to consider South Dakota.
Now, I forget if it was your chief of staff and some others that were recently in a little bit of a sparring match between North Dakota officials and South Dakota officials, that some line of the to the effect of, hey, if you want a job, go to North Dakota. If you want a life, come to South Dakota. Talk a little bit. And I realized it was sort of sort of meant to be in good nature, but there were a couple of those lines where you kind of, it seemed like a body blow. Talk about this effort. I mean, do you see yourself in competition with North Dakota?
Oh, a little bit for workforce. I know the demand for labor in North Dakota is so strong that the wage rates, of course, have been responding to that. And so we have some South Dakotans who are going up north where the wages attract them, but I would say most folks in the Dakotas are happy where they are. We like to portray ourselves as the warmer, balmier Dakota, where North Dakotans come for their warm vacations. And I know your governor, Jack Dalrymple, real well and like him a lot. Jack and I get together at any governor's meetings, and my wife, Linda, and his wife, Betsy, like each other a lot, and we spent time together. And in fact, I've had him down to spend Memorial Day weekend down in South Dakota, and they've had us to their home in Bismarck, and we enjoy their company very much. And I think Jack's doing a great job of leading North Dakota.
By the way, South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, certainly welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Are North Dakota and South Dakota too small to be sparring? Do we need to figure out more ways to work together, do you think?
I think we're a lot alike. I think we're very similar to each other. We share a lot of the same values. We're frugal. We're self-reliant. We believe in hard work. In fact, that strong work ethic, I know, contributes to our low unemployment rate. North Dakota's got the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. South Dakota's number two. So I think we have the right, both of us, to be proud of that. I think we manage our state budgets well. We keep spending within our means. We don't spend money we don't have. I know just 3 weeks ago, the Mercatus Center released their study of fiscal conditions of the states. And South Dakota and North Dakota were ranked number two and number three, almost tied, in fact. Only Alaska, with decades of oil money, was in better shape than the two of us. So I was proud of that, and I think both Dakotas have the right to be proud of that. We also have an aversion to debt. We don't like to borrow money if we can avoid it. I know Barron's here last fall, I think it was, or maybe it was late summer, released a study of debt loads held by the states, and South Dakota and North Dakota both had very low debt as a percentage of our GDP, both less than 1% of our gross domestic product. So we keep spending within our means, and we don't like to borrow money, and we work hard. Make a lot of things we can be proud of, both in North and South Dakota.
I see a story in the Sioux Falls Business Journal where some South Dakota lawmakers are pushing for a U.S. constitutional amendment to balance the budget. the federal budget, just like you have to do as governor of South Dakota and as Governor Dalrymple and legislators do here as well. Do you support that effort?
Well, I share their concern about the seeming inability of our federal Congress to constrain spending within our revenue. And I understand that maybe you want to be able to spend money during a recession and encourage jobs and encourage resumption of economic activity. But when we spend as much as we're spending beyond what we get in, we need to just get ourselves under control. And it just doesn't seem that the federal government is able to do that. There's been a lot of pushing and shoving around the budget concerning discretionary spending, but there really hasn't been much serious conversation about our entitlement programs, Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, and the course thereon is unsustainable. But nobody wants to deal with it because they don't want to worry about not getting voted back in the next election. And we need to have people willing to make hard votes and do what they believe is right, even if it may represent some political risk. I think voters respect people that do what they must when they believe it's the right thing to do, and they don't respect people who will always vote with the way they think the wind is blowing. And so I share their concern.
Tim in Roscoe, South Dakota, for your governor, Dennis Dugard. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Governor Dugard. I was listening to PBS here in the state the other night. They were on there and they said we're the second lowest paying tax state in the nation. And that's great. But now, on the other hand, they also said we were the lowest compensated state in the nation also. And the four poorest counties in the United States are in this state. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think you have to there's a lot of different tax measuring groups. There's the tax foundation. They would say our state and local burden is not second lowest. You know, when you look at property taxes and unemployment insurance taxes, they would say, oh, they're not that low. But we're still lower than most, and by some measures, we're very low taxes. Now, if people then say, well, that's fine, but compensation levels or income levels are very low in South Dakota, again, it depends on how you measure it. If you look at average wage levels, they're not as high as, say, the median in America. But per capita income, that is when you take all the people in South Dakota and divide it into the total income of the state, we're above the national average. So it depends on how you measure it. The other thing to remember is you can't just look at income on a standalone basis. You know, I encourage you to get on your computer and use your internet search engine and type in the words regional price parity, regional price parity. And that'll bring you to a study by the U.S. Department of Congress that shows South Dakota has the lowest cost of living in the nation.
Hang on a second, if you would, Governor. Tim, appreciate the call. We'll continue more of this chat on the other side of the break. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And we're back with the South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard joining us today on the program. But before the break, you were mentioning this regional price parity, and I actually pulled it up, and I see that North Dakota and South Dakota are 1 and 2. Actually, South Dakota with an 87.0, and then North Dakota tied for second with the Mississippi at 88.7. Explain why you think this is an important stat, Governor.
Well, I think it shows that you can't just look at how much money one receives in a job or in an occupation. You have to remember, then you have to say, well, how much do I get to keep of this? That is, how much will taxes subtract from those that W-2? And then after taxes, how much can I buy with it? And in South Dakota and North Dakota, your dollar goes a lot farther because the things you buy with it cost less. Housing cost less, food cost less, utilities cost less. On balance, South Dakota and North Dakota are the lowest cost of living states in the nation. So your dollars go a lot farther, and you've got more of them left after taxes. So those kinds of factors are really important to account for when you compare salaries. You can't just look at salaries in a vacuum.
By the way, I've posted that on our Facebook page, too, if you want to check out that chart that the governor's talking about. Make it nice and easy for you to find, just to check that out. If you had a magic wand and could put something in South Dakota that's in North Dakota that you're a little envious about, what would it be? Anything?
Well, I'd put a little bit of your energy resources here. I guess we don't need as much as you've got, but you really have a lot more in the way of oil and gas, and I think that is a nice diversifier for your ag economy. South Dakota is very heavily ag. By far, it's our largest industry, and we do have some other industries that balance that. We're about 10% of our jobs are in manufacturing, and we're growing in that area. And we do have, as you mentioned, a pretty good financial services cluster in Sioux Falls and then a few other cities within South Dakota. But if I had that magic wand, I'd put a little oil and gas like you've got in the Bakken Formation underneath South Dakota where we could get it as well as you can get yours.
Clint on the road in South Central North Dakota with a question for our guest, Governor Dugard of South Dakota. Go ahead, Clint.
Greetings, Governor, from Upper Dakota. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. There was one comment, or the comment made by the previous caller about North and South Dakota being lower compensated states.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind him that the states that are known for having higher compensation also have a lot higher tax bases, a lot higher percentage of union workers, and almost unmanageable debt load like California, Illinois, and Jersey. I've always thought that North and South Dakota were the last two undiscovered paradises in the lower 48, and I still feel that way.
I think you're right.
Anyway, thank you for the good work you folks are doing down there. I've been in your state a few times. I've always enjoyed it. Real friendly people just like we have here. Thanks for your time. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a former resident of Huron, South Dakota, so I spent some time in South Dakota. My dad ran a radio station down there, and I have some dear friends to this day, including Sean Maher, whose dad, the Bud, ran the Huron Daily Plainsman for a lot of years. So,
oh, yeah.
Always appreciate South Dakota, and having been a lifelong Midwesterner between Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa, it's been home. So we got a lot of connections together without question, and really our fortunes are in some ways tied, aren't they?
Right. Oh, yeah. We're very much alike, South Dakota and North Dakota. And the Midwestern work ethic is so important to our success and stability.
I want to ask you quickly about a controversy you're in the middle of right now on this Common Core issue. And I see the chambers come out in support now of Common Core. So there's some support on the political front. But we've had a similar debate here in North Dakota. And the majority of our listeners are very suspicious of Common Core, don't like it at all. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I would say that Common Core was created by a state-led effort of the chief education officers of the states and the governors of the states to provide standards that are more rigorous. We've seen some achievement in America stagnate as compared to other nations around the world, and so one of the causes of that stagnation is a lack of rigor in our education standards, and they were not required or written by the federal government, and South Dakota didn't get any federal funding that was tied to having the Common Core. I think people want our kids to have rigorous standards. They want our kids to be able to solve problems independently and have independent thinking. But I think they're naturally suspicious. They fear some things that I also have concerns about. I think they worry that it represents federal intrusion into education, which has been a province of the state and local governments. They worry that it represents a threat to privacy, especially privacy of student data, individualized data. And certainly with the NSA revelations, we should have some concern about privacy. And I think they also worry that it represents federal intrusion into local control areas. And I share those concerns, and I'm open to looking at that during our legislative session. I just don't want to give up the idea of rigorous standards in our state, because I think that's
sure
what we want to have.
Governor, enjoyed the conversation. Let's do it again soon. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We'll even come down to South Dakota to do a show one of these days. Governor Dennis Dugard, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Thanks, Governor. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.